Vaitern Shastra and Daf Yud Dalet, picking it up on Yud Gimel Amud Beis by the bottom of the page. Five lines up from the bottom. Last word in line is the word E. Okay, now, we left off in the middle of a suggested tanoim, achlukas tanoim, whether or not we say yesh yados when we cut something for schach or not. That achirim hold that there is yados by cutting for schach, versus Tanakam it says there's not. Now, according to Rav Abbo, said that the only grapes which are harvested for wine don't have yados, but grain for schach does. This is definitely a machlokas tanoim. However, according to Rav Menashe ben Pergada, not necessarily, because perhaps we could say that really both the Achirim and the Tana Kama agree that if you were to cut the grain for schach, that it does not have yados. And this particular case that they're dealing with is when one cut the grain for eating, in which case, of course, is yados, and then he changes his mind to use it for schach. In such a case, the Tanakama says, it no longer has yados, for Zacharim, that says, it retains the yados status, but if it were to be cut originally for schach, everyone would agree that it does not have yados. That was all yesterday. So essentially, the machlok is, according to Rabbi Menashe Bergada, is whether or not something can lose its status once it has yados. Can it lose its status of yados? Something else. Remember, yados is when it's not the actual thing itself, but the extension of it. So the case that we spoke of is, let's say you have the grapes that have the vines coming off the grapes, so the things that are holding on to that, or if you have the straw and it's touching it's attached to it, the grains of wheat. So is that considered the yados, is considered the things that holds on to, is it considered the yad is going to be tummy or not tummy? Now we bring in today's Gemara. So the Gemara now attacks that suggestion. E kotsen achila says, hold on 1 second. If really the case is that it was cut originally for eating, then my time is the Rabbanon. What is pshat in the Rabbanon, right? You're going to say we cut it originally for eating, in which case it certainly had yados. What's pshat in the Tanakama, right? The pshat in the Rabbanon is the Tanakama. It automatically switches from having yados to not, simply because he changed his mind to use it for schach. Has it made just a thought process can go ahead and take something out of its status? We know from a mission in Kalim that thought alone cannot remove something that's already in the category of being susceptible to tumah. It can only put something into that category. In order to take it out of that state of ro'i l'kabel tumah, there would have to be a physical act actually done to change it. And if you want to say, yeah, we changed his mind from to use it for schach, therefore it's batalim achshavto. Umi batalim achshavto. But how does that work? V'hatanam, we learned in the Mishnah. Basically, what we just spelled out, that kol hakelim, beep, turn the page, yudalad, yardin l'day tumah machshava, a kli can become tummy through machshava, vein olin mitumaso, elabashina maisa, but it can't go out of it unless there's some sort of act, and it's a physical act that occurs. Rashi gives an example. Let's say you have a tanner has in mind he wants to use a piece of leather for a mat. He's tanning it for a mat or for a bed, a mat for a bed or for the top of a table, which is ready relatively early. You know, you do whatever you got to do. But there are other things. If you continue with it to get to, let's say, that you want to use it for sandals or something like that, it takes longer. But if you have in mind that that's what you want it to be done, then it becomes a kli and it's ro'i l'kabel tumah once it reaches that stage. If he then changes his mind for it to be sandals or something like that, which requires more work, it doesn't lose the status of tumah until there's a physical act done to it, not just a thought alone. All right, so that's what it says here. An action can take something out of a state of something other action that was done or from a thought. But machshava in a motzia lo miyad maisa v'lo miyad machshava. A machshava can't remove something from maisa or from something which is machshava. So essentially, the question here is how. So in our case, how can we say that Tanakama, the Chacham and the Rabbanan, that would say that if nimlach, which is a thought, right, is going to go and change the mind, the status of tumah. You had in mind it's for food, then you switch it, you want to do it for schach, all of a sudden you change it. It doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara first attempts an answer, and we're going to knock it off. Maybe this is only talking about kelim, which are chashav zachin. Aval yados, when we're talking about yados of food, the letzar chachilin in it, which is for food, that's the purpose of it. The machshava nase u machshava salka. You can make it through your machshava, you can take it out through your machshava. It's only in terms of really chashav things like a kli, but not in terms of food. Right? If that's really what you want to say, that's your suggested answer. Va'atanam, we have a Mishnah in Uktzin, which kind of goes against that. Kol yados ha'ochlin shebasasan begorin tohoros. What we're about to see, this Mishnah, what it's about to do basically is to say, nice try. This doesn't only apply to kalim and not to food. It actually applies to food as well, as the Mishnah is going to see or say right now. Rashi explains that what's the case we're discussing over here. Kol yados ha'ochlin, any yados, a yad of food, shebasasan begorin tahoros. What does that mean? What's basasan? Basasan is what we're going to have to jump into, what exactly that word means. But let's just call it crushed for now. The two options, either it's unraveled, so a bunch of things that are connected to each other, or it means that you crushed it up. Those are the two options, but let's just go with crushed for a second. Kol yados ha'okhlin shabasan begorin tahoros. If you crush it in the threshing floor, then it's going to be tahor. Now, even though it's in parentheses, I'm going to read it anyway because we're going to get to it in a minute. Rabbi Yossi Mitami. Rabbi Yossi says Mitami. Rashi explains that by crushing them, you're showing that you don't want them to be part of the fruit. So we have the yad of ochel, and you crushed it up. You're showing you don't want it to be part of it. Kol yad ochel shows them going tahor, so it becomes tahor. Now, bishlam lamandamer b'sal hitra yigudan. This all makes sense. Everything is good and dandy. Then shapir. According to the one that explains that the word bisasan means that it was hitir igudan. Well, sorry about that. Hitir igudan means that you just released the bundle. That's what it means. You have a bundle of things and you untie them and you release it, which there was no real action that happened over there. Yet, we see that what happens is it calls it tahor. Then shapir, then you have a good raya for your statement that you said that you can get something out, even with just your thought process itself. Right? If you say it means rolled, we have a raya that thought alone impacts change. Since there was no active change here, all that happens on tying and rolling out, and yet it becomes tahor. However, if el lamad amar, my basasan, what does that mean, basasan? It means basasan mamish. It means it was actually crushed. You crushed it. Right? If you say it means crushed, then only a physical action of crushing it affects change, not the mere thought. The Ma'ikla Mimar. What are you going to say now? And that's where our question is coming from. We see from here that there needs to be an action. So how could the Tanakhama say that if Nimlach, which is just a thought, will change the status of Tumah? That's the question we're at. Says Gemara, nah, I'll tell you why. Hacha Nami Shabasan Mamish. Abraisa is talking about a case when he was Nimlach to use it as Schach, and then he crushed it. That's what he did. So that's why the Tanakhama said that it no longer has yados. Straight up, that was the case that it was discussing. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's really the case you're talking about, well, you actually crushed it up. And that's why it lost its status. So wait just a minute over there, right? So then why do the Acherim say that yados remains? They say it stays. My time, mayu, the Acherim. Understand, it was an act. It should take it out of its state. As a Gemara, the Amar Rabbi Yossi, they hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi of that Mishnah over there that says the following, the Tanaim. We learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Mitame, right? That was the last part of that Mishnah we mentioned before in Uxin. Rabbi Yossi is Mitame. Apparently, even crushing it isn't enough to remove its status of a Yad. He holds like that Mishnah. That's Gemara. Oh, the horror. What shaykhus? Hi, my. How does it make any sense? Rashi means it makes sense by that Mishnah. The Rav Yossi would say that it's still called Yados, since you actually still want it there. Even when you go and you crush it, you still want it there. Why would you want it? Bishlam, Ahasam, Tamid, Rav Yossi, it makes sense. Chazia, it's fit to have it. Lichat Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Shimon Lakish says, Dav Rav Shimon Lakish. Hoel, Uyus, Lahofchan, Be'eser, that's why it makes sense. Part of the process of threshing is that you flip the grain over with a pitchfork, and therefore the straw is helpful to be able to use to flip it, and therefore still considered yados. That's why it makes sense over there, contra biosi. You can maybe say that it still retains its status of yados, and it can become tame, and it still stays tame. But by our case, or nimlach for schach, then what shaychis? Why would a chayim say that there's still yados? Elahacha, lamai chazia, what do you need it for at this stage? This is a Gemara, still shaykh. Even by our case of the sukkah, it makes sense. How come? Chazi l'chisasar l'minkat l'ubigilayu. It makes sense that when we go ahead and we're taking the sukkah apart, we can grab the schach by the straw in order to take it off, which means that it's considered a yad. It still retains some status of yad over here. And that's why he could say that it's Acherim, could say it's Tame, like Rav Yossi, even in our case as well. Okay, says the Gemara, Gofa, Kol Yados Ha'ochlin Shebasan Begarin Tahoros. Rashi is a shtaka Rashi. Here, take a look at Rashi. What's Pshat that we're saying Gufa when it comes to a Mishnah? We don't usually do that. Rashi explains. Anyway, Gufa, Kol Yados Ha'ochlin Shebasan Begarin Tahoros. He said any Yados, the handles, literally, that get broke up, they're going to be Tahar, meaning they can't become mitame anymore. Rabbi Yossi mitame, he says, no, it does. My basan, what does it mean? Rabbi Yochanan basan mamish, it means actually crushed up. Rabbi Lazar Amar hitter agdan, it means that they unraveled and just untied the igud, the bundle, the things that was all bundled together. Now, bishlama le Rabbi Lazar damar basan hitter agdan. Okay, everything makes sense. Everything's good and dandy according to Rabbi Lazar, who says that basan means hitter agdan. That it means that they go ahead and they unraveled it. Why? How does that make sense? That's why. Hainu the tame Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi would say that it's still tame. Ella Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, Damer Bissan Mamish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it says it means it was crushed mamish. Then amai mitame Rabbi Yossi. Why do Rabbi Yossi say that it's still tame? Right? There was a physical act that should have removed it from being Yados and therefore not tame. This is the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Hoel Ru'uyus Lahovchem Eser. Same idea that we said before, it's the same Rabbi Shlakish, that the straw is helpful to flip it, right, with a pitchfork, therefore it's still considered Yados. Hey, you know what? Once you're talking about pitchforks, let's take this further. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Lama Nimshila Tfilos and Shastatikim Ke Eser. Why is the Tfil of a Tzadikim compared to an Eser, meaning a Lushan of pitchfork? Like we see the Yitzchak davened vayetar lo, and he went ahead and he davened. They wanted to have vayetar. They wanted to have children. She uses a lashon of pitchfork. Lo melchach amit to tell you ma eser zem hafiches atfua b'gorin u'mokel mokom. Just like a pitchfork will go ahead and flip over grain on the gorin by the threshing floor. You can go u'mokel mokom from one place to another. Af tefilas and shel tzadikim, so too the tefila of tzadikim are able to mahafich. Their mahafich is daitu shel kosh bochu can kaviyachol, so to speak, flip over Hashem's das mimidas achzarius. Lemidus Rachmanus, from being a behavior of achzar, of being very cruel, to that of intense, to that of rachman, of mercy. Big deal, big deal. Tefillah is a big deal. Tzadikim davening, big, big deal. And we move on. Okay, we're now up to the next Mishnah. We're going to go into different ideas of what you're allowed to use for schach. This is going to open up a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir about something in particular, about boards of wood that are used for schach. And that's going to have, we're going to have, within that, the Gemara is going to jump into a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, how we understand that machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. In the Mishnah, Machlokas Rabbi Meir, and there's two ways of understanding that Machlokas. Rav is one way, Shmuel is another way. We're going to ask a question on Shmuel. We're going to go ahead and we're going to ask a question back and forth. Each one is going to be able to go ahead and answer for themselves. And then we're going to back up each one of their opinions, Rav and Shmuel's, with a Braisa, and that's going to take us pretty much to the bottom. Okay, Zokt the Heilige New Mishnah. Misachichin Benisarim. We're allowed to go out and use boards of wood for schach. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, Oser. Rabbi Meir comes and says, no, if you have boards, then it's going to be Oser. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what that means. Oser, that means it's not going to work. It's no good. Now, Nasan Olea Neser Shu Rachav Arba Tfachim Kshera. If you go and you put a board of schach, of four tfachim, then it's going to be good. You're fine. Ubelvad shelo yishan tachtov. As long as you don't sleep underneath it. So we have, if a board is for tefachim, it's good as long as you don't sleep or really eat under it either. But okay, Rashi explains that since a board, which is for tefachim wide, is schach pasul, according to one man da'amar, it's a Gemara later, we're going to get into the discussion, this is all Rashi, right? The four tefachim wide is schach pasul. This is talking about when it's within four amos of the wall, and therefore considered dofen akuma, it's part of the wall itself, and therefore you can't sleep underneath it because it's like sleeping underneath the wall, and that's not okay. But if it would be in the middle, of the actual sukkah, then that would mess everything up. But here it's talking about when it's within the four amos of the side of the sukkah. Now we get into the fact that the Gemara is going to show two ways of understanding the machlokas, seen Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir. And we're going to start off with Rav and then move on to Shmuel. Comes to the Gemara, Amar Rav, machlokas ben esarim sheish b'hem arba. The machlokas between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Huda says is good, Rabbi Meir says is no good, that machlokas is with boards that are four tfachim or more. However, Sheish Bem Arba, the Rabbi Meir is like Gezeres Tikra. He says we have a Gezeres Tikra, Rabbi Huda less like Gezeres Tikra. One of them has a Gezeres Tikra, the other one doesn't. What does that mean? What is Gezeres Tikra? What are we talking about here? So Rashi explains, you read the very first Rashi on the Gemara, it says, Machlok has been some Sheish Bem Arba, Sherov Tikros Habayis Asuyos Man. Majority of the houses, when they used to go and make roofs, it was made out of these boards of wood that were four tfachim. That was the norm of how it was. So Rabbi Meir, Rashi says, the pasil, who says it's no good, isli gezeris tikra, im achsheres behu, if you're going to go ahead and machshir this, then asil and meir, you're going to come to say the gezer of tikra, the gezer of a roof. What are you going to say? Ma'li l'sachich be'elu, ma'li l'yishiv tachas koros besi. Why should I do a schach on this? What's the difference in that? And just sitting in my house. It looks exactly the same. Afiba nisari makura. Right, this also is coming from the same with these boards. Vahu vadei puzzle. That's for sure puzzle in your house. Why the sukkah amrachmana velo beso shall kol yomos hashana? It says it should be sukkah and not your house from the whole year. So therefore, it says Rabbi Meir is like gezeres tikra. Rabbi Huda less like gezeres tikra. Rabbi Huda says, nah, it's not a problem. Even that is not worried that it's going to be an issue over there. Right, so he doesn't have the gzeres tikra. However, if it's less than four tefachim, divrei kol kshira. Everyone agrees that it's going to be kosher. That means even Rabbi Meir would say that that's kosher. That was Rav, how he explained it. The machlokas, if it's four tefachim or more, but less than four, everybody is good to go. Everybody would say that it's good to go. Now we see Shmuel says a bit differently. Shmuel Omar, b'she'ein be'am arba machlokas. He says, no, the machlokas is when it hasn't yet reached four. Avo yesh be'am arba, if it does reach four, divya kol psula, everybody says that it's going to be puzzle. Even Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's puzzle if it's above four. Ein behem arba, but if it doesn't have four, if it's not four tvachim, v'afilu pachos mishlosha, and even less than three, says the Gemara, I don't understand. Then hakanim ba'amaninu. Then what's the problem? How do you make schach ever? If you're saying less than four is around, there's a kasha on Shmuel. He says, if not four, you say it's a problem, and even less than three is a problem. So then what schach are you able to use? Sounds like everything is out the window. Why wouldn't you be okay with that? This is the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa. Papa comes along and he comes for the rescue, and he says, no, Ach Gemara, let me explain what Shmuel is talking about. Yesh behen arba divrei kol psula. If it has four or more, everyone says it's going to be pasul. Pachos mishlosha, if it's less than three, divrei kol kshera. Everyone agrees that it's kosher. My time, how come? Because kanim ba'almaninu, that's considered regular schach, and it's good. Ki pligi, where is there machlokas? Mishlosha ad arba, that exact middle ground, between three and four tfachim. That's where the machlokas comes up, between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir. My Savar one says, Rabbi Huda says, Kevin the listener who shir makom logazrinan. Since they come along, he says that since there's no rishus less than four tfachim, therefore it doesn't have any status of anything, and there's no gezer over here because of any roof issues. Versus Rabbi Meir, he says, no, Umar Savar, Kevin the nafkil humitoris lavud gazrinan. We know something called lavud, something within three tfachim is connected to it. That means outside of that, oh, it already begins chash of a shtickle over here. So he holds that they can't be used since they're out of the gedder of lavud, which is three tefachim, and therefore it's now a chash of a zach that someone could mistake with a four tefachim one. Therefore, where goes there? Okay, so that was exactly is what the machlokas is. Now, let's try to figure out which one is correct, Rav or Shmuel. This is going to be going towards Shmuel, an attempt to make that's going to work, make Shmuel look good from our Mishnah itself. Now, we said in the Mishnah, Tanan, Nasadala Nesa Shirachav Arba Tfachim Kishera Ubilvad Shalo Yishin Tachtov. Right? That was the quote from the last part of the Mishnah that says, if a board is for Tfachim, then it's good as long as you don't sleep underneath it. Now, says the Gemara, Bishlam l'Shmuel d'Amar b'she'en ba'en arba machlokes. This works nice and dandy, like Shmuel when he comes along and he says that, when there's not four, that's where the machlokas is. Aval yesh ben arba, they were called psula. If there is four, then everyone agrees it's going to be pasul. Mishum hachi lo yishin tachtav. Because of that, We don't sleep underneath it. So according to the way that Shmuel says it, then this statement is going to work for both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, right, who say that Shmuel said the machlokas is where the boards are less than four tefachim, but with four tefachim or more, then everyone is going to say it's possible, even Rabbi Yehuda. Now we understand why both of them would say, don't sleep under it, right? Because now more four, then it's no good. But according to Rav, Elul Rav, the Amr B'Shiyesh Ben Arba Machlokes, who says that once you reach four, it's a Machlokes, and Rav Yehuda would say it's okay if it's more than four Tfachim. So what's the problem with sleeping under it? It's fine. Right? Right? If it didn't have four, then everyone's going to say it's going to be good. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, why would you not be allowed to sleep underneath it? Right? What's the issue? Again, like we just said, according to the way Rav understands it, it's a machlokas by four tefachim and up. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's no problem, everything's good. So go ahead, sleep underneath it though. There shouldn't be any issues. This is a Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, my lo yishan tachtav, he says, mi savar divrei kol hi. Seifa us and Rabbi Meir. The entire premise of the question was that the Seifa is going according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Well, it's not. It's only going according to Rabbi Meir. And therefore, that's why you're asking, why according to Rabbi Yehuda, can you sleep under it? The answer is according to Rabbi Yehuda, it wouldn't be a problem to sleep under it. Yitaka could. Therefore, the Seifa is only going according to Rabbi Meir. So we just tried an attempt to go out and show that this is working within Shmuel and not within Rav. Answer is, nice try. Still could be going with Rav as well. Okay, let's try again, though, if that was unsuccessful. Just a little bit of an introduction to what's about to happen. If we have schach puzzle, I mean, schach that's no good, like something that's mekabel tuma, right, which is at least four tfachim wide, and is in the middle of the sukkah, away from the dofen akumishtekach, in the middle of the sukkah, it will mess up the sukkah. That's a rule we gotta know. We're gonna see it later on, a few daf. We are about to see a braisa about two sheets. We know a sheet is gonna, something's gonna be kabel tuma, it's not growing from the ground, so therefore clearly it's schach pasul, only if it reaches four tfachim. So we have a braisa, we're gonna see a braisa about two sheets that when combined, and our four tfachim, which is gonna create a problem, and then based off that, we're gonna have also about things of wood. So let's take a look. Toshima, 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 Shteistinim Mitstarfin. Says the Heilige Braisa, two sheets that are less than four tfachim, but together they create two four tfachim, they are mitstarf to cause an issue. Beep, turn the page, you're down on the base. Shnein Sarim ain't mitstarfin. But when it comes to two boards, they're not mitstarf. Rashi says this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you can use boards as schach. Right, but Rabbi Meir Omer, after the Sarim Kistinim, that boards are even like sheets, and they do combine in order to cause an issue. Okay, now we got a little bit of a prep to this question over here. What's going to happen right now? What are we going to do right now? So let's take a look. Bishlom Shmuel, right? Another kasha on Rav over here. Bishlom Shmuel da'amar b'she'en le'behem arba machlokes aval yesh ben arba d'verkol psula. Like we said, Shmuel explains the machlokes near Behuda, and Rabbi Meir is, when there's not four, that's where the machlokas is. But once you have four, everybody's going to agree that's going to be puzzle. Then my mitstarfin, what does it mean, the word mitstarfin? Mitstarfin le'arba'a. It's mitstarf to four tfachim. This braisa fits very nicely. Shmuel says that the machlokas is when the boards are less than four tfachim, but with four tfachim or more, then everyone says it's puzzle, even Rabbi Yehuda. And what does it mean? According to Rabbi Meir, when he says that in the braisa that even boards are like sheets and they combine to cause problems over there, basically, he means they combine to four tfachim, which now messes up the sukkah. Here comes the beginning of the bomb. Well, the kasha itself. Aval, however, Ella, however, Lurav, the Amar b'shiyesh ben arba machlokes, according to him who says that when there's four, that's where the machlokes is, when there's four tfachim or more, but of less than four tfachim, everybody agrees that it's going to be okay. Aval ein ben arba divrei kol k'sheira, then hechidami, right? What exactly is going on here? At the risk of sounding repetitive, but that means simply that boards that are less than four tfachim are totally fine. So what in the world does it mean that Rabbi Meir here says that they combine to passel the sukkah? What does that mean? Manavshach, any way you slice it, if each board is four or more, okay, it's a problem by itself, right? Just having more than four is a problem. And if each board is less than four, then why should they combine? They're like regular sticks that could be used to make a sukkah. Edis leba, if it has four, then lamalulit safri. There's no issue to say, like, there's no reason to say, let's be mitzarif them for isser. It's a problem on its own. And e the less blurba, and if it doesn't have four, so then am I. Then what's pshat over here? These are just regular sticks, and it should be totally fine. Because let's not forget, in the world of Rav, things that are less than four are regular, good to go, even according to Rabbi Meir. Totally fine, says Gemara. So what's the answer? Li'olam de ispu arba. Really, what we're talking about is boards that are individually four tefachim wide. And what does it mean? Umay mitstarifin? What does it mean that they're mitstarif? Mitstarifin la'arba amos min hatzad. Oh, what it means is that it's mitzdarev to four amos, not tfachim, four amos from the side. The case is that the boards are next to the wall of the sukkah, and within four amos, we have dofen akuma. But if it's from the side, it extends four amos or more, then it's pasul. If it goes more than four amos out. So the tsiruf is they combine to a total width of four almost from the side. Rashi mentions Rabbi Huda, on the other hand, says that this wouldn't be a problem at all. Ayin Sham, what pshat is. So again, Rav almost gets taken down, but he survives the onslaught. Now, Lishna Chino, even another way of it, there's another version of how this went, and it goes as follows. Bishlam l'shmol damer b'shein behen arba machlokas, that we said, this braisa fits nicely with Shmuel, who says that the machlokas is when the boards are less than four tfachim. Aval yesh ben arba d'vekol psula. But once it reads four tfachim more, then everyone says that it's going to be possible, even Rabbi Yehuda. Then we can understand the braisa that says, ein mitstarfin, my mitstarfin, what does it mean? I'm sorry, that says mitstarfin, we can understand it to mean mitstarfin la'arba almost minitzad, like we just said, is meaning the four almost from the side. But, elo l'rav, according to Rav, who says that the bish, who says that what? The machlokes is with boards that are four tfachim or more. In such a case, so now we got to delve into that. That's the way Rav is explaining the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. And we say, so, bishlama, everything goes and makes sense to Rabbi Meir. According to Rav, Rabbi Meir is going to work. What does it mean, mitstarfin? It means from the side, in the four amushtikl, right? My mitstarfin. Mitstarfin la'arba amos minatzat. Elo Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda in the world of Rav, and this is the kasha now. El Rabbi Yehuda Amar Afilu Yesh Ben Arba Kshera. He says that even the four tefachim boards are good. So then, my ein mitstarifin. What do you mean that they're not mitstarif? Kanim ba'almaninhu. What in the world does this mean? What does ein mitstarifin mean? They're sticks. Good, delicious schach. Why would he even mention this idea of ein mitstarifin? What does one have to do with the other? As the Gemara in a chinami. I did to come Rabbi Meir mitstarifin. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ein mitstarifin. You're absolutely correct. The Lushan doesn't belong here. It's an I did to come Amar shtickle. Once the fact that he came along, Rabbi Meir, and he says that they are mitstarifin. That Rabbi Meir says mitstarifin. Rabbi Yehuda says ein mitstarifin. But the reality is that Rabbi Yehuda says that they are going to be themselves fine, good, and dandy, and everything is wonderful. Now we get into the tiny kavasays to each one of them. So, at the end of the day, what we have is a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. We tried to knock them off, but each of them actually stand strong how they understand the machlokas and our mishnah between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, whether it's above four, it's below four, or within 3 to 4 in that world. Okay, now we've braised the back each one. Tiny kavasay to Rav, tiny kavasay to Shmuel. Tiny kavasay to Rav, if braised supports Rav, why? He says, sicha ben asarim shel eres, she'ein behem arba. Let's say a person makes schach with nesarim, boards of wood that are made out of cedar, but she'ein behem arba, they're not four tfachim wide. Divrei kol kshera, everyone says they're kosher. Yesh behem arba, but if they're four tfachim or more, Rabbi Meir posel, Rabbi Yehuda machsher. Rabbi Meir is going to say it's possible, Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be good. That's pretty straight up, exactly like Rav just said. Amar Rav Yehuda, now Rav Yehuda, who is in that in the Mishnah itself, we're going to bring a raya from Yehuda, why he says that it's going to be kosher, that it says it's going to be good. He says, Maisa b'shasa sakana, because it was a story that happened in the time of danger. What does that mean, b'shasa sakana? Rashi says, it's talking about, shegazir ovdik chavim gezira al mitzos, they weren't allowed to do mitzos, and shevi'u nisarim shayu bahen arba'a, they brought boards that were four tfachim wide, v'sichachnu al gabi merpeset v'shavdach deyum, and we went ahead and we made schach with them over a merpeset, and then we sat over there, and that's what we did over there. So what do you see? The four tfachim and more, it actually is good.
So Amar lo, he said back to him, what? Misham Raya, you can't bring a Raya from there. Ain't Shasa Zakana Raya. You can't bring a Raya from Shasa Zakana that this is going to be okay because Lamaisa, we do what we have to do in such a matzav. Tanya, can we say to Shmuel, you have a Tanya, Bryce, which goes out and supports Shmuel as well. Sicha, but the Sarm shall Erez Sheshbam Arba. Let's say you did Schach with boards of Erez, of cedar, that have four. Divra Kol Psula, everyone says it's puzzle. Ain't Bam Arba, it doesn't have four. Rabbi Meir, Posel, Rabbi Huda, Machshir. Oh, beautiful, like the way Shmuel explained it. Moda Rabbi Meir. Meir was maskim though. She'im yesh be neser le neser kimlo neser. If they would go ahead and have between each one of the boards the amount of the board that they put down over there, she'meniach psal b'neam, and end up put over there in that space. Psal means things that are pus or the leftover stuff, which is not makabel tumah, but just go from the ground, like we spoke about yesterday, 2 days ago, which is actually good schach. That uksher, he says that it's going to be kosher. Such a case is kosher. Rashi brings down the Gemara Daf Yud Ches, which explains how in the world this actually works. And he says, what happens is that imagine you're looking from, it'd be great to look at a picture book, from an aerial view. So you see the top of a sukkah. He says, talking about a sukkah, which is a particular measurement. It says 8 amos. The width of it is 8 amos, which is 48 tfachim, 6 tfachim in an amma, so it's 48. And what you did is that you put 4 tfachim boards starting on one side, and then you had 4 tfachim of board, 4 tfachim open, 4 tfachim of board, 4 tfachim open, 4 tfachim of board. And then it was open in the middle, and you did exactly the same thing on the other side also, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, and you have 8 open in the middle. Since all those 4 shtiklech are within the 4 amos that we discussed of Dofen Akuma, therefore it's not a problem, you could do such a thing. And he said if you left that space open, then the middle one, the 8 tfachim in the middle, is big enough, because we know 7 by 7 tfachim is all you really need. You have 8 tfachim of good schach, therefore it's good to go. Hope that was clear. It's definitely good to see this inside of a picture. Now, says the Gemara, Umod Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is masking, Shim Nasan Alen that if you go ahead and you put a neser, a beam, which is width of 4 tfachim, kshera, it's going to be kosher. Ve'ein yishem tachtav, but you shouldn't sleep underneath it. Ve'yoshem tachtav lo yotze dechavaso, someone who sleeps underneath it is not yotze his chov. Not going to mess it up because it's considered on the side, we said, like a dofen akuma shtickle. It's like sleeping under the wall. Therefore, it's a problem. But that's why you're not allowed to sleep under it, but it doesn't mess up the actual sukkah. Now we get into an interesting shtickle. It's going to go pretty quick. Hang on tight. Here we go. Itmar. Havchan al tzidayim. Let's say you took boards that were more than the proper measurement. It was too big if you lie it down. A regular board for more than 4 tefachim. But if you flip it up on its side, then you have the width of it, meaning of the actual board. You have it lying on the floor, and then you stand it up on its side, then it's going to be less than 4 tefachim. What's going to be the din? Rav Huna Amar Psula. Rav Huna says, it is pasul. Rav Chistav, Rav, and the reason he's going to say it's pasul ultimately, he says because, as Rashi says, it's going to be explained, since it has a name of psul on it, it takes on the status of like metal spits of psul in the schach, b'chol inyan shofchan. Like a metal spit, it's not giduli karka, and it is mekabel tuma, for sure it's no good, no matter what you do with it. Similarly, this too, once it's no good, it's no good. Once it's beyond, that's Rav Huna, even though he doesn't explain his reasoning, and we're going to see it come up in a minute. That's Rav Huna, it's his puzzle. For Rav Chista, of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Amrik Shira, they came along and they said that it's kosher. Rashi says the time of Mishum Gezer is Tikra, v'chi I gavda lo avdi inshi Tikra. The whole reason is that you were worried about Tikra. Nobody makes their Tikra like this. Nobody makes their roof like that. Therefore, they say it's going to be fine. Now, Ikla Rav Nachman Lusura. Rav Nachman once came to Sura. Olegabe Rav Chista for Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. These were the those two that just said that it's going to be kosher. So he went to visit him. Amalei, they said to him, Havchadot Sidei Ma'a, what's it if you turn on its side? Amalei, psula. They said it's puzzle. Nasa kishpulim shel matechas. It's made like metal spits. It's like not. That's what it's like. It's like not. It's like something that's not makabel. Something that's makabel tuma. Something that doesn't grow from the ground. It's so not good. Amalehu Rav Huna. Rav Huna comes along and he says to them, this is the Rav Huna that said right before that it's a problem. He says, Lo Amri Lechu Amri Kavasei. Didn't I tell you he's going to say what I said? Amalu, they said back to him, Me Amarlon Mar time of Lokabalinamine? Did you explain Pshat that we didn't accept it from you? Amalu, he said back to them, Umi Beisu Minai time of Lo Amaluchu, but did you ask me and I didn't tell you? Well, you should have asked, I would have told you, and then you would have understood. Lema Masaili, let's bring Araya to go and bring Araya for Rav Huna. I think I was gonna try, but it's actually not going to work out in the end. And what's the Araya? We say, Ain't a machzekas kede Rosh Huva Shulchano, let's we know Sukkah that can't hold Rosh Huva Shulchano. Oh, Shenifritzo Bapirza kede she is Daker Bugadiba Bas Rosh. Or it takes us back to Ervin days. Or you have a Sukkah that got a hole in it, on one of the walls, and it's big enough for a baby goat, to be able to get through, to get underneath it. Oh, Shenasan Alan Nesa Shurachov Arba'a Tfachim. Or if you have a beam of wood, which is four tfachim wide, afal pi shelo hichnes asocha ela shalosh tfachim, even though you only had used three tfachim of it, psula it's pasul. Ay, hey chidami, what's the case? Aren't we talking about lav kigon shehavchan al tzidon? Isn't it talking about tzidam where you flipped it on its side and it was three tfachim over there? And therefore, we have a raya for Rav Huna that you see if you flip it aside, it's no good. As a gemara, lo, not a raya. You know why? Because hakamai skina. What are we dealing with over there? Can go into ancha puma demetalta. It's where you put it on the mouth of the opening. Sorry, the opening of the sukkah. The aisle tlusa legav apichad lebar. They have three of them on the inside and one is on the outside. The havalei, it's like you lay the board over, let's say, one side of the sukkah, that you have one part of it is sticking out, and the other three are on the inside. The havalei psal yotzim in a sukkah, it falls into the category of, known as psal yotzim in a sukkah, things which are no good as schach, and they're popping out of the sukkah. V'chol psal yotzim in a sukkah, needed in a sukkah, but we know that halacha is, that's considered like a sukkah itself, and therefore you're allowed to be under it, you're allowed to be there. Over here also, so since four is no good, four more is no good, when it's hanging over, even those psal yotzim in a sukkah, it's considered like it's in there, and therefore it's going to be puzzle, and not because of the fact that you brought a raya that's standing on its side. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.